Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is doing infinitely more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. Good morning on this windy, Holy Spirit type of morning. Well, I have a confession to make. Monday nights on my day off, I look forward to watching Dancing with the Stars. Anyone else? Good. I have not been home some of the other nights, but on Monday nights, I've enjoyed watching the 11 professional dancers paired with their celebrity partners perform incredibly precise ballroom dancing with energy and passion. It has been an all-out dance competition, and the viewers decided each week who should go home. Tomorrow night begin the semifinals, and I am sad because this season of Dancing with the Stars is ending. But it was not the competition that captured my attention. It was the spirit of the dance. The stylistic difference between the foxtrot and cha-cha, the elegance of the waltz, the nonstop jitterbug, and the bravado and passion of the pasodoble, to name but a few. The unique spirit of each dance was fascinating. Dance partners may all have been assigned the same dance, but each brought their own spirit to that dance, or lack thereof. Yes, some were lacking in technique. Like any competition, there were judges. And the three on this show scrutinized how well the dancers performed. Often you would hear a judge say, often it was Len Goodman, "The dance was done well enough, but it lacked passion. You need to let go and get into the spirit." And it is on this day that we call Pentecost that we celebrate the apostles receiving the Spirit. The apostles let go and received the Spirit of Jesus Christ and practically danced out the doors of the upper room. They were on fire with a passion to proclaim the truth. They let go and entered the spirit of the dance. And they let God be their dance partner through the rest of their lives, inviting everyone they met along the way to join in the sacred dance. The Holy Spirit was their inner music. As Jesus promised them and promised us, it is the Spirit that reminds us what Jesus taught, and it is the Spirit that teaches the dance moves of love. For love is the melody, and love is the music that needs to inspire all our thoughts, movements, and words. In fact, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 that without love, our actions are like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Clanging cymbals are not pleasant sounds to try to dance to. So in the way we live, why would anyone want to be a Christian if what they experienced from us was complaining, busyness, fear, anxiety? The invitation at baptism is to enter fully into the life of Jesus, to enter his spirit of joy, peace, and love. Our families, our friends, our neighbors need us to be a non-anxious presence that produces harmony. So how do we tune in to the inner music of God's presence in the midst of pressures, conflicts, medical issues, inner turmoil, doubts, and all the other noisy issues that compete for our attention. Jesus promised help, and his help is his Spirit. And Jesus called him an advocate, which means helper, comforter, counselor. The Spirit is like a dance instructor. Consider the Spirit of God to be such a dance instructor that no matter how extreme the outer music that surrounds us, so extreme you can't take what life is throwing at you, or so quiet you hardly trust your self-confidence, let the Spirit, as your dance instructor, guide you through anything. I was at an event yesterday in Glendora and heard that in areas of the Inland Empire, the unemployment rate is hovering at 18%. The ripple effects of joblessness touches all of us. And so I think one of our greatest hurdles is to trust God and believe God is with us. An answer to our prayers or an attitude shift may take time. God's answers come in ways we least expect. We may plan, ask God for certain answers, but peace comes when we finally let go and say, "Take over, Lord." Remember the story of the man caught in a huge flood. There he was, stranded on top of his house, and the waters were rising, so he cried and prayed to God for help. Pretty soon, a rowboat came by, and the rower told the man to hop into the boat, but the man would not and sent the boat away. The man kept praying for help. Then a speedboat came up to the side of the house and beckoned the man to come in. He said no and just kept praying for help. Then a helicopter flew overhead and was ready to drop a rope to hoist him ashore, above. But again, the man said no. Finally, the floodwaters came, overcame the house, and the man drowned. In heaven, the man asked God why he didn't help him. And God said, "I did. I sent you a rowboat, a speedboat, and a helicopter." When Jesus was on earth, he was totally present to his followers. He taught with them. He healed in front of them. He showed them how to pray. Jesus loved with all that he had. And even though he lived fully alive in the Spirit of God, his Father, Philip still said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Here the actions of God's love were right in front of their faces, and yet they didn't see the love of Jesus as God's love. So Jesus answered Philip, "How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? Believe me." Now the man on top of the house, praying for help, ignored the help God sent. And the apostles did not fully recognize Jesus as the answer to their question. So Jesus said to his apostles that if they didn't believe his words, then remember the works he did. Because the works he did were God's actions of love through him. Jesus went on to say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And I do not give as the world gives." Jesus' peace is not ibuprofen, or Tylenol. It is not a piece of chocolate or a glass of wine, even though they may help. Jesus' peace is an inner music. Jesus knows human nature so well, he said to his followers, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid. Instead, let me in," Jesus says. "Let me dance with you through any situation. And if you are feeling on top of the world, with me your joy will be deeper. And if you are drowning in worry, I will be holding your head above water even if you don't feel it." But all this hope that Jesus offers is not worldly. A piece of chocolate might give us a wonderful sugar high, but it won't last. What lasts is God's invitation to be your dance partner no matter what. Today, we're going to be celebrating the sacrament of baptism in a few moments. Baptism is like a special dance event. From today forward, Hannah, Madeline, William, and Davia, you are never without the presence of God within you and the presence of a community of believers to support you and dance with you. And for us believers who have been on the dance floor of Christianity for a while, we might need to freshen up. And that's what a spiritual life is all about. Through the sacrament of Holy Communion, Jesus gives us himself to recharge our batteries. Through moments of silent prayer, the Spirit of Jesus blesses our spirit. Through the sharing of our hearts in small groups, by the opening of our minds in a Bible study, by the study we engage in adult Christian formation classes, such as our Foundations in Christ series, our tired ideas, our old concepts of God can become passionate again. The helper that Jesus gives us, this dance partner for life, is his Holy Spirit of truth. If you feel that those around you appear to have it all together, or that everyone else somehow is hearing a special tune, a better tune than you are, or if you feel like you are watching on the sidelines of life and not dancing, then ask God to lead you back out. Find someone who seems to know the right dance steps of peace and ask for guidance. Ask the Spirit of God to help you live your truth and get back onto the dance floor of life. The relationship we have with God is like a sacred dance, and it requires trust. The partners on Dancing with the Stars start by learning to trust one another. The celebrities have to let go and trust what the professionals are trying to teach them. The video clips of their rehearsals show glimpses of just how challenging learning each new move can be. So we have to trust God as we learn our moves, the unique dance of life that is our mission. Jesus is Lord of the dance. He gives us his Spirit to teach us how to face each new dance step that life invites us to try. Life presents us with one sacred dance after another, beginning with the dance of birth, then the dance of growing up, of starting a family, embracing a career, facing disease or disaster, embracing joys and celebrations, loosening our grip and letting go, hopefully trusting the Lord of the dance more and more as we finally enter the season of life before death. Throughout all the dances of life, the Spirit of God dances with us. But you might say, you know what? I don't like to dance. I have two left feet. I have no rhythm and no desire to learn. Why would I think of dancing with the Spirit of God? Because it is where real life is happening, abundant life. Do we want someone saying to us as if they were judging the quality of our life? You seem to be living well enough, but your life lacks passion. You need to let go and receive the Spirit. The apostles did let go, and they received the Spirit of Jesus Christ and practically danced out of that upper room. They were on fire with passion to proclaim the truth. They let go and entered the spirit of the dance. They let God be their dance partner through the rest of their lives, inviting everyone they met along the way to join their sacred dance. So dance then, wherever you may be. Let God take the lead as your dance partner. And along the way, help someone else catch the spirit of the dance. Amen.